W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH. The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios, this is the WTH Podcast.
You better hold on to your butts, because I'm pissed off.
Oh, man, he is in rare form tonight.
I am enraged at my computer. I am enraged at my fellow Americans. I am enraged at the people in government.
You're already sweating like Alex Jones.
I have ice water in my veins because I did an ice water IV earlier.
Thank God. Thoughts and prayers, buddy.
Coming up on the show today, it's pretty much us talking about, we're going to do a lot of talking about the shootings that have happened over the past week and the reaction by our fellow Americans and the people who represent us in the seats of power. And just to be clear, it's not going to be pretty. It might be funny, but it will not be pretty. And my computer delaying me has only made it worse.
You're enraged, bro.
You know, it's like when you get home and you don't want to kick the dog, but everybody on the drive home pissed you off and the dog is there. I'm kidding. I don't kick the dog. You don't kick the dog.
No.
It's a joke.
No, what happens, though, is like you're walking around angry and you don't see the dog because you're so angry and you accidentally kick the dog and then you feel like a fucking horrible person because you're really angry and you didn't mean to kick the dog.
Let me tell you how my time has gone recently. I sliced my hand wide open with a bread knife.
What?
Oh, damn.
I was cutting a bagel. So there you can see the remnants of it. Look at that line going across my hand. Oh, yeah, it's hilarious, isn't it? It drew blood.
I'm sorry. Oh, man.
No, it's fine.
Have you ever worked in a kitchen before?
I was working in the kitchen when that happened.
No, I mean like ever in a, like in a, I've seen some cuts, bro.
I worked as a dishwasher in college.
Oh, so you should have seen it.
No, I was at the, I was washing dishes.
You see somebody go in and into the soapy water and some stupid fucking had a knife in there and they cut their leg.
Dude. Here's how it worked. People put their shit in a plastic tray. I would hose it down with a handheld shower, and then I would put it through the industrial washer.
That's awesome.
And that was the end of it. There was no reaching into soapy water.
Oh, God.
It happens, bro.
There was none of that.
Dude, you see my deep fake of it, bro?
Cut my hand wide open with a bread knife. Now, I used to have a bread knife. that my mom gave me that you could literally put against your arm and saw back and forth and it would never even cut the skin.
Right.
But much like the fact that my computer will not connect to the monitor in the studio right now, I'm
just imagine like you're so angry right now, right? And the TV is so angry right now at the computer because all the TV wants to do is show something, you know? That's all it wants to do is show and connect.
Yeah, here's what I want to do.
And that computer's like, fuck all everybody right now. I'm having a meltdown.
There's so much melting down going on in here. So much melt. Thank God the air conditioning works.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Hey, little wins.
Little wins indeed. While we're waiting for things to boot up here, Kareem, you went back to North Carolina. We're gonna talk about your trip. So you went back to North Carolina this past week. How was that?
It was good. It was interesting. I took my white girlfriend back to North Carolina for my nephew's interracial marriage. So that was interesting. Because my folks they're really nice, especially when they first meet you, unless you're an asshole.
Right.
And so, you know, everybody welcomed her, was really welcoming to her. But then we went to the place where my nephew's wedding was going to be. And so we got to meet his girlfriend's parents or family or friends or whatever. So that was a little interesting.
Yeah. How so?
Her dad never looked comfortable.
Oh.
Oh, was he always kind of a little pissed?
He didn't look pissed, but he didn't look comfortable.
What was his speech like?
It was kind of like it kind of looked like he'd never been around that many black people in his life.
Oh, that's quite a possibility, right?
Was it humid and hot?
It was not as bad. That bad. It was, but it wasn't as bad as normal because it rained a lot. And so,
is he from that area?
Yeah, he's from the area.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, and then it was funny because my girlfriend came inside because we got there like the day before when they were doing decorations and stuff. So he came and he kind of looked like, where'd that white woman come from?
They're like, multiplying.
It's like, oh, wasn't expecting one of us. Okay. Yeah,
God damn it. He imported his own white woman. So that was, but everything went well. The wedding was nice. It was fun. My nephew got drunk as fuck the night he got married, the night before, at the rehearsal dinner. And I don't think he ever sobered up
before the wedding. If he had good buddies, they didn't keep him drunk, but they kept him from being sick.
They kept him. They did both. They did both.
There's a certain one. You know, you party too hard that night. You kind of gotta give them like a beer. You know, 6 a.m. and keep them on that happy hour. Another beer. You know.
Yeah. And they were drinking like Miller Lite or some shit like that. And I think they took some shots too. Cause he told me, he's like, I thought you was coming back at 3 to have a shot with me. I was like, I told you I'd come back at 3, but I didn't tell you I was coming back at no damn shots.
I've learned from my mistakes, boy. Right?
No, coming back at 3 for a shot sounds like a terrible idea.
Like, no.
I'll give you a kiss on the head and tuck you in. Or at least say I tried to.
Yeah.
That was fun. The other thing, it's really interesting to take somebody back through your life.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That knows you like now and doesn't know that part of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so that was interesting. And then, you know, then the other part of that, it makes you really realize how far you've come, mm-hmm. especially when you're born where I was.
And how you never want to go back.
Exactly.
Totally feel that.
Oh, man. So that was that. And then she wasn't able to keep up with my pace because I have a really, really large family. And so, you know, in order to see everybody, I'm like on the move.
Constantly. Oh, yeah.
And so she was like.
Also, so you don't get pinned down.
Yeah.
Like, that's the point. You know, I get pinned down.
And she was like. Is this what you do when you come here? Are you like, do you ever stay at anybody's house for more than an hour? And I'm like, yeah, not really. Like, there are a couple of people I stop and I spend like about a couple hours with. But, you know, in order to get to everybody, you got to keep moving.
Well, the other thing about that is you have just enough time to catch up, but not enough time to be like, oh, now I remember why I don't come back here to talk to you.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
So she did. So she got. It took her a minute to get used to that, and so I was like, well, you know, we still only saw like most of the. I'll say the most important people, except for like a couple.
Sure.
And then trying to think. So everything, all of that went well, and then I'm gonna save this for my grievance. So
great.
I'll save that part for that one.
Perfect.
So yeah. And all my family really, really liked her. So,
well, that's good news. Jason, what about you? Anything fun this week?
You know, so I got this recipe to make jerk chicken. Like, got like allspice berries, like got everything, but I don't know, man. I just it didn't have enough spice to it. And I made these pickled bananas with it. And they were okay, but I think it should be done with something that was a little bit starchier, like maybe a plantain, but the recipe said bananas. So
Where did you get
this recipe?
Yeah.
It's from, it was from the New York Times, and it was like this recipe. It got a, it had a lot of, it should have been good. Like the, it should have been really good.
I'm just trying to figure out where you got a recipe for jerk chicken that wasn't spicy enough.
Well, there was two habaneros in it, and there was also jalapeno in it that I'd minced up and put in there. But I think that the biggest problem was that maybe I needed to let it marinate for another like 10 to 15 hours. Like maybe let it marinate for 2 days instead of just 1 day. Cause it wasn't even, I maybe marinated it for 15 hours. And I also didn't add any salt really to it. There's a little bit of salt, and there's soy sauce, and there's vinegar, and there was the allspice berries, and there was the fresh nutmeg and the cinnamon. It was such a, like, it was so intense, like all the stuff I had to put in there. And then it was good. It was good. It just wasn't, I wish it was spicier. And I think part of it also was, maybe I needed to keep the spices on. Like I kind of, when I did, after I took them out, I didn't leave all the spices and stuff that on the skin, and maybe I should have left everything on the skin still and cooked it like that.
You're so white.
Hey, listen, man, like I'm used to barbecue and chicken, like other types of chicken, not like this. So I have something to learn. I'll try it again, but it was really good. And I got the skin super crispy, which was really awesome.
Dude, you say the word jerk chicken and my nose starts running.
I know. That's why I thought it should have been spicier.
Hashtag Jason so white.
I like spicy food, so I would have made it as spicy as it needed to be, but I just followed a recipe, and it was from the New York Times, and like it's a good, like they have really good cooking recipes, and it's this one that this guy's been making for like 28 years.
What did the guy look like?
I didn't look at it. It was.
Oh, there's your mistake right there.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, so.
Did okay. Now is
thanks,
did,
guys.
Did the guy look like he'd say something like this?
Touched the guy's balls at Hebrew school once.
Exactly what he sounded
cause,
like.
Because then that would not be the right guy to get a jerk chicken recipe from. This is the guy.
Oh, well, allow me to retort.
He's probably going to give you a good jerk chicken recipe.
Imagined him in my head sounding like
you know who else guy. Will not?
Nip it in the bud.
Terrible jerk chicken recipe.
And I might be being too hard on myself. I want it to be way spicier. Alex,
no, and dude, Chris had it. If you made jerk chicken the way jerk chicken is supposed to be made,
yeah, it should have been hotter.
It should, yeah. Again, you say the word jerk chicken, and my nose starts running.
Clearly, there was an error somewhere along the way, but this is how we learn.
Yeah.
This is how we learn. Speaking of learning, had our first podcasting 101 classes here at Darling New Media on Saturday. And very exciting. Had a lovely little group of friends, family, and acquaintances that stopped by to spend 3 hours learning how to do a podcast. And, I'll say surprisingly, everything went well, including the timing of the class. Everybody had a good time. Everybody put out a good 5-minute podcast at the end because we do, it's class on how to create and put together a podcast. And by the time you leave, you've got a podcast. So it's not just sort of sitting around a table and listening to me drone on and on. It's a lot more interactive than that.
Yeah.
Well,
although, I mean, listening to me talk is fantastic, as you know, because you're downloading the show. And of course, I cut my hand wide open with a bread knife.
I mean, how many stitches did it get?
None. No, I don't get stitches. Stitches are for pussies. I'm just saying. Look, you know how I've only had the only time I've ever had stitches in my life is when I had an operation and the doctor was obliged to put stitches in.
Mm-hmm.
I've cut myself open many times and never gotten stitches.
I'm just saying, like, you wouldn't want to stitch a pussy. I'm just saying.
I mean, isn't that what an episiotomy is?
Oh, man.
Sick bird. That was really awkward. Thanks for leaving me hanging there. Set me up.
I didn't know what you're referring to. In the
set me up and leaving me hanging.
Sorry. It's just like some balls. There we go.
So we're not going to fight anymore.
Well, that's not true. Oh, and by the way, I'll tie it back to the podcasting class. I was cutting a leftover because we brought bagels for the class. I had leftover bagel on Sunday night that I was cutting, and I was holding it in my hand and right through. All right. So we have had three, not one, not two, but three major murderous rampages by young, white, angry men with military-style weapons in a week. That alone is enough to piss me off, okay? The fact that it doesn't piss off more people pisses me off. Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, he pisses me off. Here he is on Fox News talking about what happened.
The governor of Texas earlier, and he was talking, it was a very impassioned conversation, really, and he was talking about the tone that the public uses on social media. He was talking about video games, all of these things that could have triggered, certainly the video game situation, he was saying, may have triggered the shooter there in El Paso. But what are your...
Or it was the president of the United States saying the immigrants were overrunning us and invading our southern border, and he was going to do something about it. Or it was a video game. One of those two. By the way, this is just the setup. We haven't even gotten to Kevin McCarthy yet.
Your thoughts on that in terms of understanding that words matter, and that when we're talking to each other on social media or looking at video games where they're using, you know, videos of characters with these weapons, is there a conversation to be had about that, about the tone that this country is using? It's become commonplace to say whatever you want to anybody.
I've got a tone on social media.
I think we should. And you want to see from these individuals what they wrote in others. But I mean, this may be a place that we could find this ahead of time. There may be a place of what's being written can be changed, could be an indication that an individual needs help in others that we can stop. But the idea of these video games to dehumanize individuals, to have a game of shooting individuals and others.
The president of the United States is dehumanizing people by calling Mexicans rapists and murderers. He's talking about people invading and things being infested.
The internet agrees.
The president of the United States has dehumanized people in his speeches, in his rallies. Don't sit there and go, oh, it's video games. Because you know where they have a lot of video games? Japan. Do you know where they have a lot of mass shootings? Not Japan. Underneath Kevin McCarthy, as he's saying this, it reads 29 people dead after mass shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. And he's talking about video games, and they're trying to say it's about how people talk to each other on social media.
Have you shot anybody after playing Red Dead Redemption?
No. I don't even own any guns. I don't know if I should say that, but I don't even have, I mean.
Well, now you're just a target for everybody. But we all knew you were a cuck anyway, Jason. Come on.
Yep. I love to watch other people fuck my wife.
Stop telling our secret.
All right. So there's the minority leader in the House of Representatives. Now, on Monday morning, a president, after tweeting some nonsense about we need common sense gun reform tied with immigration reform, which, by the way, blames the victims in the El Paso shooting because several of them were Mexican citizens who'd crossed the border to shop. That was who this guy was targeting. Here's the president of the United States.
I am directing the Department of Justice to work in partnership with local, state, and federal agencies, as well as social media companies, to develop tools that can detect mass shooters before they strike. As an example, the monster in the Parkland High School in Florida had many red flags against him, and yet nobody took decisive action. Nobody did anything. Why not? Second, we must...
Hold on. Weren't you the president then?
He was.
Why didn't you do something?
Stop the glorification of violence in our society. This includes the gruesome and grisly video games that are now commonplace.
That's the video games. It's got to be the video games. It can't be the ramped up hateful rhetoric or the just wink and a nod to white nationalists up and down the line, including the KKK that was marching in Charlottesville, that one of them hit and killed a woman with his car on purpose. That has nothing to do with it. It's video games. It's video games. Let's go to Rockstar Games and shut those fuckers down. That will solve everything.
It is too easy today for troubled youth to surround themselves with a culture that celebrates violence.
It's too easy for them to get a weapon that they can kill this many people with this quickly. You can give them video games if you don't give them access to the tool. If you want to argue that gun is a tool, fine. If they can have easy access to that tool that can kill that many people that quickly in that manner, then there is your access issue.
Guy in Dayton shot 9 people in less than a minute.
I thought it was like 25 seconds.
24 seconds. It was 24 seconds.
Yeah.
He killed 9 people in 24 seconds. He shot, how many more was it?
I think
it was 16.
It was plenty, and one of them was his sister.
24 seconds.
We must stop or substantially reduce this, and it has to begin immediately. Cultural change is hard, but each of us can choose to build a culture that celebrates the inherent worth and dignity of every human life. That's what we have to do.
Are you fucking kidding me right now? While we have how many children in cages at the border, you're talking about celebrating the dignity of each and every human life and the value of them? Are you fucking kidding me right now?
You're specifically talking about the ones still in the uterus.
He's not, though. He's not in this case.
Third, we must reform our mental health laws to better identify mentally disturbed individuals who may commit acts of violence and make sure those people not only get treatment, but when necessary, involuntary confinement.
Okay, so you want to commit the mentally ill. Gotcha.
Mental illness and hatred pulls the trigger, not the gun.
No, but if there's no gun, there's no trigger to pull. That is the stupidest part of that whole fucking thing. Oh, mental illness and hatred pull the trigger. No.
Not the shit that you said.
Oh, fourth, God. We must make sure that those judged to pose a grave risk to public safety do not have access to firearms, and that if they do, those firearms can be taken through rapid due process.
One of the first things that Trump did when he was president was roll back an Obama-era regulation that required people being treated for mental illnesses be reported to law enforcement agencies so that that can be part of the background check when they go to buy a gun. That was one of the first things this guy got rid of. Now, I'm sure he didn't read it, look at it, or have any understanding of what it was. He just went, ooh, something Obama did. Let's get rid of it.
Yep. Check.
That is why I have called for red flag laws, also known as extreme risk protection orders. Today, I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation.
The Department of Justice cannot propose legislation. Do you not understand how the government works? And by the way, Congress is not in session.
That is your job, you dickweed.
Congress makes laws. They're out for the next 6 weeks. Mitch McConnell fell and broke his shoulder. And as an aside, I hope he's in a lot of pain.
Broke his shoulder to circle jerk.
Ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay.
Or due process. Let's get rid of due process, too, while we're at it. So it was the internet, it was video games, it was social media. So as I was sitting there with Leslie, she goes, he's talking about getting rid of free speech. That's what he's talking about. He's attacking free speech, which is exactly what was going on. Putin would be very proud of him. I'm just saying. So I'm done with him for now. Now let's go to Joe Scarborough over on MSNBC. Joe is a former Republican congressman. He hosts a morning show on MSNBC, and he had a message for people who are supporting Donald Trump with their dollars.
The president never tones down his rhetoric. In fact, for those of you who are funding Donald Trump's reelection campaign, you may want to take note that because you keep writing checks to this president, it's on you. It really is. It's all on you because you are funding this white supremacist campaign, CEOs. You really are. Business people, millionaires and billionaires, it's your money that is funding this white supremacy because you won't tell him to stop. Mm-hmm. You won't tell him. Talk about the economy and I'll write you a check. Keep up the white supremacist attacks and I'm going to ask for a refund. But you won't do it. Why is that? Are you a white supremacist? Does your company support white supremacy? Does a corporation that you run, do they support white supremacy? Because the attacks and the attempts continue. Remember, the hit list from the domestic terrorist in the Coast Guard case and the president's pitiful period of silence when federal authorities were investigating, we told you in real time how dangerous this was.
Lest you think it's just me being angry about stuff. So Beto O'Rourke running for president. He is a native of El Paso. He went back to El Paso and reporters asked him a very, very stupid question. And we have the audio of his response, which if I thought he had a chance in hell might make me want to vote for him. But still, it needed to be said.
He's inciting racism and violence in this country. So, you know, I don't know what kind of question that is.
Let me go back to the beginning here.
Just briefly, sir, can I just ask, is there anything in your mind that the president can do now to make this any better?
What do you think? You know the shit he's been saying. He's been calling Mexican immigrants rapists and criminals. I don't know, like members of the press, what the fuck? Hold on a second. You know, it's these questions that you know the answers to. I mean, connect the dots about what he's been doing in this country. He's not tolerating racism, he's promoting racism. He's not tolerating violence, he's inciting racism and violence in this country. So, you know, I don't know what kind of question that is.
I think for the last 3 weeks, maybe I've been saying that up here.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I've been saying.
Yeah, I think that's been a common tone of what we've been saying on the show. As much as we tried to keep it non-political, this is not a political discussion. This is a discussion about decency and doing the right thing and having a bit of compassion and caring for our society as a whole.
And news media, stop asking dumb fucking questions and start calling this shit out.
All right. So Neil deGrasse Tyson has now apologized for a tweet. So Neil deGrasse Tyson has been coasting for quite some time on being the cool, smart black guy. Hey, look, it's Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's smart and he's cool and he's a black guy, but he's non-threatening, so he's awesome. In the wake of all of the shootings, he tweeted, in the past 48 hours, the USA horrifically lost 34 people to mass shootings. On average, across any 48 hours, we also lose 500 to medical errors, 300 to the flu, 250 to suicide, 200 to car accidents, 40 to homicide via handgun. Often our emotions respond more to spectacle than to data. No matter how factually correct that tweet might have been, maybe keep that shit to yourself because it doesn't help anything.
Not today.
Thoughts?
Not today, goddammit, Neil, and I'm one of your peoples.
when being too smart for your own good is a problem.
I believe Smash Mouth, the band, said it best when they replied to the tweet with, Fuck off. There's your data.
Yes.
They might just have another number one hit on their hands.
Now, he has now said he straight up got it wrong for the cold-hearted tweet. He said on Monday, my intent was to offer objectively true information that might help shape our conversations and reactions to preventable ways we die. He then went on to say, where I miscalculated was that I genuinely believed the tweet would be helpful to anyone trying to save lives in America. What I learned from a range of reactions is that for many people, some information, my tweet in particular, can be true, but unhelpful, especially at a time when many people are either still in shock or trying to heal or both. So if you're one of those people, I apologize for not knowing in advance what effect my tweet could have on you. I got this one wrong. So good for you for apologizing. Now, see, this is what happens when the Big Bang Theory ends its run. All the nerds go out there and don't understand how to interact with real people in the real world. So, Neil, next time, run it by a friend. You know Seth MacFarlane. Maybe call him and ask before you tweet some nonsense. Just saying.
Oh, man.
Just saying. All right, and finally in all of this fucking nonsense... No, I don't want that. We don't need that audio. That's audio from the El Paso shooting. We often talk about Ohio as being the Florida of the North here on the show. And we have this headline. Ohio Republican lawmaker blames mass shootings on trans people, gay marriage, and more. State Representative Candace Keller complained about Democrats playing the blame game after every mass shooting in a post on her personal Facebook account. The lawmaker from Middletown in Butler County, which is a small city 30 miles south of Dayton, where a gunman killed 9 on Sunday, wrote that the real blame should be on, quote, the breakdown of traditional American family and acceptance of recreational marijuana. The bitch blamed recreational marijuana. That's why people are getting murdered, Jason. Recreational marijuana.
Those guys are huge stoners.
You know those violent potheads. Said, why not place the blame where it belongs?
Damn you, Jason.
She said, the breakdown of the traditional... This is a quote, by the way. The breakdown of the traditional American family, parenthetical, thank you, transgender, homosexual marriage, and drag queen advocates, parenthetical close, fatherlessness, a subject no one discusses or believes is relevant, the ignoring of violent video games, the relaxing of laws against criminals, open borders, the acceptance of recreational marijuana, failed school policies, hello parents who defend misbehaving students, disrespect to law enforcement, thank you, Obama, hatred of our veterans, thank you, professional athletes who hate our flag and national anthem, and the Dem Congress, many members of whom are open anti-Semitic, the culture which totally ignores the importance of God and the church until they elect a president, state office holders who have no interest whatsoever in learning about our Constitution and the Second Amendment, and the snowflakes who can't accept a duly elected president. She concluded by writing, did I forget anybody? The list is long and the fury will continue. I got some fury for you. You ignorant, ignorant bitch. Seriously? How fucking stupid are you to type that, read it, and hit send to the internet where it can be read? So you are an elected person. How dare you write something that ignorant and hateful and put it out there for public consumption?
So it's everybody's fault but white people.
Well, I mean, it's another call to arms. Like, it's another, like, hey, do this again, please. Like, she's blaming the victims and the people, you know, I mean, like, that's basically what she.
She did not respond to the Huffington Post's request for comment.
Of course.
She did confirm to the Cincinnati Inquirer that she wrote the post, and it is still on her Facebook page as of earlier today. The Butler County Sheriff called for her resignation on Monday, saying those people aren't even buried yet, and she came out with those comments. She should resign because she doesn't represent our party. She doesn't represent me. She doesn't represent our community. She doesn't represent the state or the country. Bravo, sir. Bravo.
I don't even... So...
She hates everybody.
So a dude can marry another dude, which takes another dude out, takes two dudes out of the equation of you being able to get laid with women. And you're mad about that? It's going to cause you to shoot somebody?
The Ohio Attorney General, David Yost, who's also a Republican, responded to her remarks on Twitter, writing, "No, ma'am, the blame belongs to the evil men who killed those people." So I'm not here to say every Republican is a tone-deaf asshole who doesn't get it, because clearly there are plenty that do. Whether or not they believe in any sort of need to have any reform on our gun laws or anything like that. If you can't recognize that people who put out ignorant, vile, hateful, bullshit nonsense for what they are and call them out, if you don't call them out, and good for them for calling them out. Now let's start calling out everybody who does that shit. Because it's not okay. Whether you're some state representative, a county sheriff somewhere, or the president of the United States, if you're putting out hateful, bigoted, ignorant bullshit, you need to get called on that. Especially when you're someone in a position of power who have people listening to you for guidance. Because there's danger to that. And there's been a lot of joking about it. Oh, no, well, you know, well, who couldn't? Nobody could have done that, blah, blah, blah. These same people who are that upset at Colin Kaepernick, do you know how many people Colin Kaepernick has killed?
None.
Absolutely none. How many people has he hurt?
Zero.
None.
He might have hurt some feelings, and I understand that. But he took a knee at the anthem. He wasn't burning a flag, which, by the way, is perfectly legal, protected speech. But he wasn't doing that. But you're still mad about that. You're still mad at Obama for saying it's not okay for cops to shoot people just because. You're mad at Obama for that. Not if the cops are doing shit they shouldn't be doing, but you're mad at Obama. Still. It's 2019. Obama hasn't been in a position of power for 2.5 years. Get with the program. Get with the fucking program.
Please come back, Obama.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right. Now that we're done all that, I'm sorry. It had to be said. I'm sick of it. I've been holding back on social media all fucking weekend because it doesn't do any good to argue with people because everyone gets dug in on their points and whatever. And then there's no context to what you're saying or what you're writing.
I couldn't believe how, I should believe, but just how quickly the conversation turned to these were gun-free zones, like, and like shit like that, like right away.
Yeah, it's the same nonsense bullshit tropes because we don't want to talk about what the real problem is. You are making these tools. Let's call them. You want to call a gun a tool? Great. A gun is a tool. It is a tool for killing things. And those guns are a tool for killing people. Period. End of fucking sentence. So why are those being made available to anybody in the general public? Yeah, let alone these people who clearly...
Well, listen, it's not the problem, Nate.
Yeah.
He played that video game, that Grand Theft Auto.
Sure.
And he has a minigun in that, all right? And he can kill, like, the whole crowd. And then the cops show up, and then he kills all the cops. And then, like, he's dancing on their bodies and getting head from a hooker in the back. That's why the kid did it. Because he can do that in the game.
All right, well, let's go to more reasonable people, the people of Plattsburgh, New York, and speak out. Hey, in New York State, it's legal to murder an unborn child, but illegal to remove the front claws of a domestic cat. Makes sense. So, what if a pregnant woman in New York wants to get her cat declawed? Isn't it her choice? Yeah, it is. But it's but it's bullshit. It's fucking bullshit. And by the way, it's a fucking false equivalency, you goddamn moron.
That doesn't make any sense what you're saying. Like, in, like, yeah, I mean, she still could if she wanted to.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know. They might have had passed a law in New York saying you can't declaw your cat. Because it's fucking inhumane.
No, they did. They did put that. Yeah, and it is. It is because your cat will get out eventually and will not be able to protect itself.
Well, it's not only that. It would be like cutting your fucking finger off. That's at the a knuckle. Cat.
Come on.
I grew up on Cogan Avenue and for the first time in a few years drove by my old house. I was shocked by the absolutely awful condition on this city street. Cogan Avenue is full of potholes, has no curbing on the north end, and is unwalkable in certain areas. As a proud Plattsburghian, I was saddened at the condition of my former street. City Council Mayor, pave Cogan Avenue! Hey, if you don't like it, why don't you move back to Cogan Avenue, start a neighborhood fucking organization, and do something about it yourself? You're probably the same person who bitches because the government overreaches on everything else. And now you want them to go through and pave everything for you? What's the government going to go through and do everything for you?
Yeah, why can't you just do it yourself?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
Get your goddamn neighborhood together.
And don't pay any more taxes.
Smooth the street. And why are you walking around there anyway? And by the way, there have been potholes for years. Where the fuck have you been if you still live in Plattsburgh? It's not that big.
Oh, on the other side of town.
Seriously?
They're two streets over.
And finally... Still waiting for city leadership to address the Welcome to Plattsburgh sign in front of the former Rite Aid on Route 3. Please replicate the very aesthetically pleasing signs on both Boynton Avenue and Route 9 with lights. The current sign is falling apart and is a disgrace. Well, maybe the city is focusing more on getting somebody into the former Rite Aid than they are about the goddamn sign. And by the way, if you live there, do you need to be welcome to Plattsburgh every fucking time?
I don't want to be reminded.
Hey, welcome to Plattsburgh. Oh, I drove out to the mall. Now I'm driving back into the city of Plattsburgh. Ooh, I need a reminder. Yay! You sad, sorry sack of shit. Okay, maybe I'm being a little hard on these people. But as we established early on here, I'm mad. And sometimes when you're mad, you take it out on people who may not deserve it.
Sometimes it happens.
But still... How good is your life if your biggest complaint is that one of the three Welcome to Plattsburgh signs doesn't look great? All right, that's going to do it for us.
I hope somebody shoots you in the balls with a BB gun.
Before we get out of here, I want to remind you, if you want to help support the show and not help me be quite so angry, go ahead and hit that Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com. It helps support the show. It does not cost you anything extra, and we do appreciate it when you do that. Also, if you're a Target person, hit that Shop Target tab. You can buy online and pick up in store. You can buy online and have them deliver it out to your car and feel like a king and or queen. Or you can have it shipped right to your house. Over $35, ships free, just saying. And by the way, you can call us anytime if you're mad about something or if you think I went over the line. Bring it on. 916-281-9390 and leave us a message and we'll play it on the show. And I might be nice to you. You never know.
I want somebody to call up and be a dick. I want to call them up and then like fucking do that shit.
Go ahead. If you think I'm an asshole, call up and tell me.
Tell us. Tell if you think any of us are assholes.
Yeah, we can take it. We're not.
I don't give a shit if you think I'm racist, but you can call us and tell it.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you next time. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Now I'm going to hell.